ready.
Woo. The whistle's got woo.
The cream rise to the top.
You're listening to the Sleeper King podcast, hosted by James Coe.
Let's start in Kansas City. Isaiah Pacheco is going to be out for an extended period of time with a fractured fibula. So the question really becomes, who are we adding here? Who's the running back to roster? Is it Samaje Perine? Is it Carson Steele? Or hell, maybe it's Kareem Hunt, because we got that Shefty report saying that Kareem Hunt is going to be meeting with the Kansas City Chiefs here. So look, the bottom line is, for me, I know that Carson Steele has played more snaps. He's gotten more touches, and he's been just, again, he's been a more, you know, more involved piece in this Kansas City offense than Samaje Perine. Okay, that being said, let's be real in that Perine has basically been with the team for, what is it now, 2 weeks? Right, I think he's getting ramped up. I think that part of it is for sure, for real. When I think about who I want to add, it's got to be Perine, because Perine to me matches up with what this team wants to get done better than Carson Steele. And by that, I mean, he's got pass catching chops. Carson Steele, if you turn on the tape, I'm just not sure he's not only is he a natural pass catcher, he's just not a good pass catcher at all, man. So I'm absolutely worried about his pass catching chops. I cannot imagine. And say whatever you want about Isaiah Pacheco, okay, but, you know, again, he's got the requisite hands to make that work. Now, it is entirely possible, given Andy Reid and just the genius coaching staff that they have, that they've been able to coach up Carson Steele. But, man, if you turn on his collegiate tape, there is nothing in there that makes you think he is a capable pass-catching option for the Kansas City Chiefs. So, okay, now that being said, I do think, again, Perine is a much better option in the pass catching department there. So I do think that he will be getting starter minutes, really, sooner rather than later here with Kansas City. Will it happen in week number 3? I don't know, because who knows how much he knows of the playbook. I think that's a huge, huge portion of it. Okay, let's get to the other leg of this trio, right, which is Kareem Hunt. I know there's going to be a lot of folks out there really interested in Kareem Hunt, right? Let me just say this. If you think he's going to come in here and do damage, I just think you're completely out of touch with the game. I think you're completely out of touch with what you've seen in recent play in regards to Kareem Hunt, thinking that he's still got the it, right? Like, he doesn't got it, guys. He's gone from 4.9 to 3.8 to a career low 3.0 yards per carry since 2021. Now, I'm not saying he's not going to sign. I could definitely see him signing, but being a depth piece for Kansas City, just not as a starter. I think he'll be, you know, a nice practice squad addition. I think he'll be a break in case of emergency type of player. Now, again, there's another unsaid part of this equation too. What is up with Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Okay, he's not eligible to come back until week number 5. So it's just a few more weeks to go, right? We just completed week number 2. We've got 3-4. Maybe 2 games here to see what we got in Samaje Perine. So it's entirely possible that CEH comes back and it becomes the starter here for Kansas City. He knows the offense. He knows the system and all that kind of stuff. That is absolutely a possibility. If he is out on the waiver wire, I think he's worth a deep stash as well. I wouldn't waste a number 1 waiver priority on him, but more likely than not, he might be available on the waiver wire. I tell you what, anyone who has CEH has just dropped him into that IR spot. Not a problem. Just stashing, waiting and holding and seeing what happens. So if he's available, I think he's worth a deep stash, but I do think that if we're sitting here today, Samaje Perine is the ad. Now, let me just say this. I want to be 100% clear. I don't know what might happen in this backfield split. This coaching staff has surprised not just me, but everybody with their deployment of certain players. I mean, who would have known that Rashee Rice, right, a guy who played exclusively outside X receiver while at college, would then get slid inside and become one of the best slot guys in the NFL? Who, I mean, I don't, I wouldn't have guessed that. But Andy Reid and company, they saw that. Can they do something similar with Carson Steele? It's possible, for sure. Again, if you listen to this podcast, you know I'm not a big Carson Steele guy. Okay, like again, this guy's putting, you know, third string practice squad dudes. He's putting these guys on skates. He's putting these dudes in body bags. Great. Good for you. But as we have seen in this, as the season has played out, when he's trying to do that against actual first front line, first string defensive linemen or linebackers, he is getting met with such resistance, he's getting stood up. Right, he doesn't have that leg drive that we're seeing. He's not putting guys in body bags. He's not burying defenders. That's not what's happening. So, again, I just think, you know, subpar athletic skills. I think he has a role. He's a short yardage back. He can move a pile if need be. But every down back, nah, we're good. We're good without Carson Steele. And again, not worried about Kareem Hunt at all. I think at this point in his career, I just don't know how much he's got left. I think the two names that I'm most interested in, Samaje Perine and CEH. All right, let's see.